friends. Welcome to Story Behind Podcast. This is the show for people who love hearing a good story and who believe the world could use more positivity. We're the team behind God Updates and God Too, and we hope these weekly short stories will brighten your day.
Mom rejoices after her identical triplets are born after a doctor said it would never happen. Written by Heather Riggleman. Read by Alyssa Forsberg. Identical triplets born to 46-year-old Audrey Tiberius, even after one doctor said it would never happen, have the mom rejoicing. Her prayers were answered in more ways than one. Audrey had dreamed of having a big family. She felt called to be a mom. Even though she was already a mom to four boys, she had dreamed of having more kids. In fact, her magic number of kids would be a healthy brood of seven. A doctor told her in her 40s that her eggs were too old and she would never conceive again on her own. She even went through several rounds of fertility treatments, yet each round failed. But she still held her prayers close to her heart and God even closer. "I prayed and prayed for 5 years to have more children because I always wanted a really big family, and seven was kind of my number," Audrey said. Even though it seemed like her prayers for a bigger family seemed to go unanswered, God was already at work. When Audrey and her husband Tyler assumed the doctors had been closed to expanding their family, God showed up in a miraculous way. Audrey learned she was pregnant. Not only did she conceive naturally, but she was also carrying three baby boys. The identical triplets were born, and the couple named them Sky, River, and Bay. But this is where it gets really good. Audrey's dream of seven kids had been answered. Then she learned the chances of her conceiving triplets naturally is 1 in 200 million. Statistically speaking, the odds were stacked against her. She then learned the odds of being 45 years old and conceiving triplets is 1 in 20 billion. "The odds of this happening are so incredibly rare that to me it just has to be a miracle," Audrey said. The saying is true, God does answer prayer. It may not be how we imagine, nor may it be in our timelines. Audrey had prayed for 5 years, yet in God's goodness, He answered her prayers in a way that no one can dispute as it being miraculous. We can only look at Audrey's story and praise God for His wisdom, love, goodness, and timing. What a beautiful, reassuring reminder of God's promises. Come, let us tell of the Lord's greatness. Let us exalt His name together. Psalm 34:3. Groom finds out that the rose for mom he gave at age 10 isn't really a rose at all. Written by Mel Johnson. Read by Alyssa Forsberg. At 10 years old, a sweet and innocent Brent bought a rose for mom. But years later at his wedding, Brent's mother reveals the hilarious truth about her son's gift. When Char's son Brent came home with a rose for mom, he was so excited. The little boy proudly explained how he used all his money to make the purchase, and all to show his mom just how much he cared. Char took one look at the rose and knew the gift wasn't quite what her son thought it was. But as they say, it's the thought that counts. So Char kept the secret truth about the rose hidden for years, waiting for the perfect time to reveal her son's hilarious mistake. Talk about patience. Flash forward many years, and that perfect day finally arrived. Brent's wedding day. On the beautiful day that Brent married the love of his life, Jess, his mom decided to spill the beans about her son's gift all those years ago. Char has the entire crowd in suspense, including the bride and groom, as she recalls the sweet day Brent presented his rose for mom. And Char confesses she's kept the rose's true identity a secret for all these years, but today she's ready to let the truth out. Char hands the rose to Brent's lovely bride, Jess, and invites her to open it. Everyone is on the edge of their seats, wondering what could be hidden inside Brent's rose for mom. Then, with a look of amused shock, Jess pulls a pair of racy red underwear out from the center of the fake flower. And the room erupts in laughter as everyone registers what the item is. Brides have been known to receive lingerie as gifts for their big day, but those items don't usually come to them as a re-gift from their mother-in-law who originally received the gift from their 10-year-old son. Poor sweet Brent had no idea at the time that his rose for mom held such an X-rated secret. He'd surely have been mortified by it at 10 years old. So it was genius of his mom to wait until his wedding for the big reveal. It made for a hilarious and memorable moment the couple will undoubtedly cherish forever. Moral of the story: a rose by any other name may smell just as sweet, but you'd better make sure it's really a rose first. We hope this funny short story helped brighten your day. Please be sure to share it with anyone who could use a smile.
Thank you so much for listening to Story Behind Podcast. We're really glad you joined us for this week's story. To see photos and videos that may have been referenced in this episode, check out the links in the show notes. And if you enjoyed what you heard today, subscribe to our podcast and please tell a friend about us. We'd also love it if you'd rate us and leave us a review. It really does help more people find us. Story Behind is a Salem Web Network production.
Life Audio presents Bridges with Monica Schmelter.
That we have an enduring hope that can't be taken away when we are in Christ. And to know that we have that, right? And eternal salvation, because this world can be so busy and so dark that we can forget that.
Right.
Right? Because sometimes I get caught in the trappings of what's going on in my life this moment. And while I have to recognize that, that's not it.
Continue listening on lifeaudio.com or wherever you find your podcast.